Think about this. No Facebook, exactly no Twitter.
I must just say,
no mobile phones.
If you've got another couple of minutes. Do you remember the little rock station that all of a sudden came on and stayed on during the day? And everyone's going, how are they doing it? And we would get busted at weekends or on the
yes.
Was it the Wednesday evening? We did, and they're still on. How is it? And this puzzled us. And I remember being at work, and it suddenly dawned on me. And I rang down. I said to Dad, just go down to the phone box, and I rang Chris up. And I said, Chris, where is that station broadcasting from? He said, somewhere up on the palace. And I said, well, what, from a tower block or, you know, some shop? I said, Chris, I think I've sussed it. I said, they're not on a tower block pinching the electric. They're now on a private property, probably paying
yes.
for the electric. Surely that's it. We were all so excited. We just sat down and we said, that is it. That's how they're doing it. And then so we did do that. And I was sitting in Chris's flat one night and the phone goes and it's Eric Gotts. And Chris answered. He said, hello, Eric. And put the phone down. He said he wants us up at the fish at the palace, the fish shop. I said, yeah. He said he wants to meet us there. And I said to Chris, well, hang on. Normally they just take the rig. I said, now they want us there. I said, I think we've cracked it. I said, well, we'll go there and we'll bluff our way up. We'll say that we spent thousands of pounds with a solicitor and that you can't touch the rig. Yeah, fine. Got there. Go up onto the flat roof. Eric's there with the police. And Eric says to Chris, hand me the rig over. And if memory serves me right, Chris just sort of, he froze a bit, which is unlike Chris.
Yeah.
And Eric said, I want the rig. So I thought, she's no good. So I said, no, you can't have it. And I went through it. We spent all this money for the solicitor. You can't take it. And Eric got then said to the policeman there, he's one of these couples, hand me the rig. And that particular policeman said, I can't do that. It's private property. And Eric Gotts at that point said, right, we're off, but we will be back.
Yeah.
And the copper looked at us, winked, and we knew we'd got it. We
yeah.
just knew we'd sucked
We
it.
Thought we had the loophole, though, but it didn't last long because they then managed to get around it, didn't they?
Yeah.
They then said they'd take the rig and we...